a sin nature, and we'll be talking about that more, but here he died spiritually to God. That wonderful, precious relationship was destroyed by this treasonous act of sin.
That's right. And one wonderful thing in Genesis 3, immediately after this sin occurred, and Darren and I tell you, when you commit a sin, you know it, your heart tells you, your heart gives way to that. Go to God. Go immediately, God, and confess that sin. Say, Father God, I'm so sorry. I broke covenant with you. And I ask forgiveness of that sin I committed. And Father God, I know that you will take me back. And he absolutely does, 1 John 1:9. But here in Genesis 3:15, God is already preparing a divine plan, Darren, a plan of redemption. He says, I will put enmity between you and the woman. He's talking to Satan, and he says, I'm going to make you and the woman, you're going to have a great dividing wall. You're going to always have conflict going on, you and the woman. I mean, she's going to be so sensitive here that she's going to be the one who carries on a lot of the spiritual consciousness here. And I find that true today, Darren, that women are very sensitive about spiritual things. God here in Genesis 3 says, I'm going to put a division, strife between you and the woman. Then he goes on to say, and between your seed and her seed, and he shall bruise you on the head, and you shall bruise him on the heel. That means Jesus is coming. Jesus is coming. This seed through woman is going to bruise you, Satan, and he's going to cause great harm to you and your plan.
You know, that was so sad at that point, because just two chapters previous to this Genesis 3, God spoke. He had a little committee meeting in heaven. He says, let's go down and make man in our image and likeness. And the game plan there was man was to run the planet. Man was to be in charge in the spirit world. And he said, I want you to rule, subdue, and dominate the earth and dominate everything in it. So we're talking here about dominion and authority. And now this is lost in this treasonous act. And now Satan's in charge and man is now underneath. I mean, they just traded places.
That's so important what you said, Darren, because God did give man rule over this earth, and that was in the very first part of Genesis. He told man, I want you to rule and subdue and dominate this earth. Be the little L, Lord, over all the planet and all of the things growing and all of the animals on the planet.
Man was to be in charge, and the way man could be in charge there was to be like God.
Yes.
All right, so then the lease of the earth was given over to Satan right at that point. And now man here is, in a sense, running for his life because he doesn't have this divine hookup anymore with God. He's not of the same nature of God. He is now of Satan's nature.
That's right. He is. Boy, I'll tell you what. When you see the full extent of what Jesus did for you, it is going to be such a freeing thing for you to know that Jesus died to set you absolutely free of what Satan tried to put on us, Darren. Absolute death in every form.
Now, that's right. And that death that entered the human race there didn't just affect Adam and Eve, but all their descendants.
Mm-hmm.
All of the ones that were born after that were born in sin. They didn't have that divine hookup that Adam and Eve had, that relationship with God. That was destroyed, not only for Adam and Eve, but for all of mankind thereafter.
Yes.
That is so important to remember that, because what we're talking about here in this lesson, we're going to get to it, but that's really dominion, authority, a power of attorney. In other words, how can we stand in authority and congruence on planet Earth? And by the way, if you're going to really operate strongly, as a person, you need to be born again. You need to be born again. That gives you that hookup back there with God so that you come and you in righteousness become his nature again. We'll talk some more about that. Now,
That's
you have
right.
more on the Old Testament there, don't
well,
you?
Well, Jesus then, you know, he gave himself. I can just see the conversation going on. God says, man, I don't let I create these people and I leave them alone for 1 minute and I turn around and they've consumed themselves with sin. And what do we do here? And I believe he and Jesus and Holy Spirit got together. And Jesus said, well, Father, I'm willing to go down as a human. And I'm willing to volunteer my life. Because we know that in Hebrews, it says, in order to make a covenant, there has to be the death of the one who made it. There has to be bloodshed. And we know that when Adam and Eve committed this gross sin, the first thing, they realized they were naked. Now, before they sinned, they had a God consciousness. So they were naked, but they didn't see themselves as naked.
Let me say it this way, Barbara. Their primary identity at that point, before they sinned, was spiritual.
Yes. Oh, that's right.
Everything about them really was spiritual. They happened to be clothed. Their spirit was clothed with a body. But they didn't have a body consciousness, mm-hmm. a physical consciousness, until they died spiritually to God.
Yes.
And then they took on a new identity, which is a much lower identity. They took on a flesh identity.
Mm-hmm.
And we see people today even that are born again, and yet they still take most of the time for their body, a little more time for their mind, or maybe less time for their mind, and their spirit is all crunched way down in there. It's kind of abandoned. It's
starved. It's starved. That's right. It's like one of these camps from World War II. They're emaciated. Well, here we see that God had to sacrifice an animal. This was the first sacrifice. He clothed Adam and Eve with skins. When they realized they were naked, they had sinned. Their first clothing was skins of animals. And who did that? God sacrificed an animal. Blood was used for that sin to redeem them in part. And this was to cover their body. Well, Jesus came.
Just a minute. Don't get off of that too quickly.
Okay, all right.
What about the blood of the animal now? How did that relate to man's sin? How was it used?
Well, we talk so often about Leviticus 17:11 that the life is in the blood. And we know that when man committed this grave sin, he was dead. Death took over. So God had to bring a covenant again with the cutting, or covenant means cutting. A covenant of cutting something to let the blood flow so that life could come into this deadness that had occurred.
And the life and the blood of that animal covered their sins.
That's right.
Now, what's the word for that?
The blood did. That covered their sins?
What happens? Is that word atonement?
Oh, yes.
Okay,
yes,
so okay. That just covers. But the energy, the life in that animal's blood is not like the life in human blood, certainly not like the blood of God.
That's right,
but
absolutely.
But God used a blood concept, a life concept, in other words, in the Old Testament, to cover the sins of the people.
Oh, I see where you're getting. Yes.
Right,
and the
right.
sins were covered, whereas when Jesus came, he voluntarily came, they were taken away.
That's
the
right,
sin was
that's
taken
right.
away. Oh, praise God.
And,
that is a real important issue.
This whole understanding of God's justice system. See, God is a just God. He can't just say, well, yeah, that was too bad. You know, I mean, they shouldn't have done it, but they did it, and we'll just have to let it go. He doesn't let it go, and because he is holy God, he can't let it go. By his very nature, he can't just let that go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, he also legally gave Satan some rights, and so now Satan has right here because he's now in charge.
That's right. He's the ruler of this world,
he's the ruler.
Ephesians 2 talks about.
In the Old Testament, he is the ruler, so now what's God going to do? I'll jump ahead here and just give you an idea. God had to bring a man through the womb of a woman, which was the legal entrance to the earth. By the way, you need to remember this. The enemy of your soul was not born here.
That's right. He's an illegal alien, isn't he?
Illegal alien. He does
right.
not have blood. You have blood
mm-hmm.
as a person here. You are a legal resident on the earth. You were born here. You're a native son, let's say it that way, in a sense. You need to understand that, because now God just couldn't come on and blow Satan away, or he wouldn't be just. He is just and fair, and he goes by the rules.
He sure does. God is a rule God, and he's very orderly. And the whole universe shows that organization that God has as God. So when Satan took over in this world, God had to bring about another plan. And Jesus voluntarily said, I will do this, Father. I will come. I know you love this people so much. I will come, and I will take the place of them and die. And so this plan was always already brought into existence. Well, in Isaiah, Darren, and this is a book that just brings together both Old and New Testament so beautifully. In Isaiah 1, God immediately talks to these people, and he had brought forth the covenant and laws and sacrifices. The people should do sacrifices on a yearly basis, and this would take care of their sin on a yearly basis.
That sacrifice gave him a blood covering.
It did.
Use.
It gave him a blood covering. But you know what? God figured this isn't enough. These people are sinning. They're backsliding. They're rebelling. They're stubborn. They're stiff-necked. They don't want to obey me. They want to do their own fleshly thing. So in Isaiah 1 especially, he says, you know, I hate, he says, there's nothing you can do to make yourselves clean or to make what you did all better. I hate your sacrifices, your offerings, your